Turn my music high, 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 high. Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the streets with a hood to swallow on me. Bullets to follow on me.
Good morning. Okay, it's Saturday, May long weekend, 2020, and it's a beautiful sunny day. Got Eli in the car, so back in my podcast studio here. Yesterday, I recorded a couple episodes. It was, the navigating career change, like the switch in the episodes, in the podcast, and one about money and kind of my thoughts on it. And there was one thing that I kind of forgot to really dive into because I ended up going down the path of like more focused on, my thoughts on money itself and how it moves, my journey, my relationship with it, how I perceived it, how I perceive it today versus, 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, whatever it is. And one of the things that I wanted to share was how I lived the last 2 years with so little income. So that's why I called this episode what I did. How I got by on one paycheck. And no, I didn't get paid once over the course of 2 years. But the idea is I made about the equivalent of one paycheck at my oil and gas job in 2 years. And finally, after those 2 years, I had to borrow money, and that's why I am currently in debt the way that I am. So how did I do that, and how does this make any sense? Because I blew a lot of people's minds as it was happening. Some people just gave me weird looks and like confused looks and didn't want to ask, made them really uncomfortable. Some people kept asking like in a very kind and generous way, like, how's it going? How's everything? How are you guys doing? And I would get these, I'd have these weird interactions with people, kind of semi-awkward, but kind of entertaining for me, to be honest with you, just to see people slightly squeamish, especially the people who have these, uncomfortable sort of moments with money in general. And then for them to be concerned about, their friend, their family or whatever, enough to the point where it would drive them to ask the question. It's kind of sick of me, but I do find it a little bit entertaining. I would just be relaxed in those situations. I'm not going to pretend that the reason I was relaxed was always very like informed and very wise. I think I was naive and, ignored the problem, but, ignorance is bliss. And, that's, I guess, part of the equation here. I've never been a great money manager, so I'm not going to talk to you like I did a great job of managing my money, and that's why I got by on one paycheck for 2 years. The reality of the situation is that I was living in a certain way that set me up for this for years. And if you listen to the last episode on money, you'll know that I lived very simply, very minimally. I did not push my mortgage, borrowing limit when I bought my place. I had very minimal expenses in general, and yeah, I used to eat out quite a bit and like spend money on clothes liberally, go to concerts and stuff like that when I was working full time. Like I would just kind of spend money on whatever I wanted, and it was never irresponsible with my money. So I didn't blow money on like clothes I didn't need, shoes I didn't need. I always bought very like high quality stuff so that it would last me a long time. I've only ever bought one set of golf clubs, like one couch. I really barely bought furniture. Clothes I would wear for years and years. Same thing with shoes. Like Shaisla would be the one to say like, okay, it's time for like you to update your shoes. Cause well, you wear these dress shoes like twice a week or three times a week. They're worn out. And I didn't really care. Like I could just wear stuff for a long time, keep stuff for a long time. So it was always about value when I bought things. So that's how the story starts. I was always buying like good value, good quality shit. I learned this from my parents, my dad, especially, who was pretty strict with how he spent his money on, like, you know, cars, for example, things like that. The rest of the story goes that I had a good savings account. And then when I left my job, I received, like, a bonus, just like a normal year-end bonus and performance bonus. And there was, like, stocks and stuff that I got. And the company was kind enough to give me the last, like, chunk of it right before I, or right as I left, because I was leaving, like, 2 weeks before it was going to be paid out or something like that. So they still paid it out for me, which really helped a lot. So between my previous savings, the bonus, I was able to extend my lifestyle and current, and, like, the decisions that I was making with money for that much longer. It was probably like a good 12 months before I even thought twice about changing my habits. Good, you know, 18 months before I actually did. And, I think I was, you know, living with that entitled attitude of something is going to show up for me, whether it was a job opportunity or something like that. I thought it was just going to happen. But as I talked about in the other episode, I came to realize that that does not happen, and I'm going to have to, you know, grind it out and build it up for myself one day at a time. So I'm doing that already. I have no worries that it's going to come to fruition. That's why I feel comfortable sharing what I'm sharing the way that I do. So anyways, the one paycheck that I earned was from Tridyne Automation and Pro Football Focus. And it wasn't exactly, it was less than a paycheck, to be honest with you, but, you know, we're talking, very similar ballpark. But how does this work? I mean, you know what, honestly, I think I could have extended it to like 2.5 years, maybe 3 years, if I was more responsible with things. We still ate out. I still, you know, went on a few trips over that course of 2 years. And I don't think it's unreasonable for anybody to really extend their current, like, 6 months of savings. Like, you're supposed to have, like, your rainy day savings. I don't think it's unreasonable for anybody to do this. Extend it even longer than that. Because if you change your spending habits and you simplify how you live, cut back and sacrifice on a few things that you know that you're spending money on, that you just spend money on because you like them or you want them, it's definitely possible. But obviously this is a pretty critical step for anybody thinking about career change. You do need to save up a little bit because you just never know. And here it is, May 2020. You absolutely have no idea how things are going to go. So I highly recommend, like, saving up a bit of a bank before you make a move, and more on, you know, stuff like that in another episode as far as, like, looking into your options. But where the money is concerned, yes, I will say it is absolutely something I would recommend to save up, you know, at least 3 months. 6 months is good, even more if possible. And to know that you can even cut down your living expenses and your lifestyle to extend that period even further. So that's kind of that. I don't know how much else there was that I was going to say, but, hell, I fucking did it and I'm still in it and I still have a good attitude. So don't let money scare you. Don't let money, like, change your perception of what you can do and can't do. I totally understand that not everybody has the same access to, resources that other people do, but I can 100% tell you that everyone has the ability to change their perspective and their attitude towards money, the way they make it, the way they handle it, and the way they spend it. So, #no excuses on that one, in my opinion. Thanks for listening, guys.